It's warming up outside, and for a lot of us, it means we're itching to clean and organize our homes. It's like we want to match what's happening on the inside with what's happening on the outside. But like everything, spring cleaning can get long and involved and overwhelming. So today on the podcast, we're giving you three simple tips to make spring cleaning easier this year. Welcome to the Life Organized Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Layton, and as the creator of both the Life Organized Podcast and the Life Organized membership, I teach busy moms how to get organized, manage their time, and master their mindset. I'm a mom and wife too, so I know how overwhelming it can all be. But living an organized life means you don't have to sacrifice anything. With the right systems and tools, you can get your home and family running like a well-oiled machine and still have time for all the other things you love to do. If you're new here, DM me the word FAST on Instagram at JLTheHappyGal and I will send you my top tips to help you get organized fast. We'll cover clutter, time management, and give you empowering new perspectives that will make organizing your life so much easier. All right. Let's jump into today's episode. All right. This is a great time of year, isn't it? Just feel that rush of energy and ambition and want to do it all. You know, I say this with every season. Every season at the beginning is always my favorite, but I think I really mean it during the spring because doesn't it just feel so good to just get outside and feel the warm sunshine and the rebirth and the fresh earth and kids playing outside and you have good energy. It's just such a great time. And with that comes this excitement and ambition and drive to get everything cleaned on the inside of our homes as well. Kind of out with the old and in with the new. So I want to talk about that today because it can get to be kind of overwhelming, right? Like if you think about what you're quote unquote supposed to be doing during spring cleaning, there can be a long list that pulls up in your mind, or maybe you don't even know exactly what you're supposed to do. And so that feels overwhelming. So I just like to help you break it down. You know, as a mindset coach, I always try to make whatever you're going to do easier because we know that the brain likes easy. It wants things to be simple and fun and really clear. And so rather than feeling overwhelmed with the idea of spring cleaning, rather than feeling pressured to do it because you're supposed to, rather than feeling confused or overwhelmed because you want to do things, but there's just so many things to do, you don't know where to start. Today, I'm just going to give you three quick and easy ideas to help you get a grip on spring cleaning and to really give you that boost so you can go outside and be with your family and your friends and do the outdoor activities you like to do and just enjoy this time of year and know that you're ready on the inside just like you are on the outside. So let's just jump right in. I love, number one, to rotate summer and winter gear. I have this aversion to clutter. I know that's not a surprise, but it's really annoying to me to try to do anything when I'm having to dig through old things that are irrelevant. You know, like if recently my fridge got really full, we're on a little healthy eating kick here at my home. And so I've been making a lot of new recipes, have a lot of new ingredients chopped up and ready to go in my fridge. And it's great because I know there are so many things I can go to, so many different options for different meals and snacks. So that part has been really rewarding. But my fridge feels really chaotic and I don't quite know everything that I have. It's not very clear to me. I can't open it up at a glance and know which five or six healthy snacks are at the ready or which salad I have prepped and ready to go because the containers have gotten moved from shelf to shelf and pushed behind other things. So that chaos has made it a little harder for me to really eat healthy the way I'd planned to this week. So this morning, I sat down, went through the fridge, got rid of some old things, really prepped everything, created zones in my fridge. So I have a place for snacks. I have a place for salad ingredients. I have a place for leftovers. All the breakfast stuff is in one part of the fridge. And I know it might sound like a little bit of overkill, but when you really hate clutter, it really helps to get the stuff out of the way that you don't want to be looking at anymore. You know, that older food that I wasn't going to eat or that wasn't part of the healthy eating plan that we have. We wanted to get that out of the fridge and then really organize and group those things that we're eating this week so that it's easy to get to. Now, I'm not hijacking this episode talking about how to organize your fridge. I just think it's a really great example of how when we transition into a new season, last season's stuff is kind of in the way. And the thing you don't want to be doing is digging through that front hall closet trying to find the swim bag and pulling out gloves and snow boots when that's completely irrelevant to the season that you're in. So the very first thing I recommend, the first simple tip I'll give you for spring cleaning is to rotate the winter and summer gear. Nothing says spring's coming like getting those sweaters and those coats out of the way, the snowblower out of the garage, getting that lawnmower put back in. So let's talk about some specific ways that you can rotate some of that gear. And maybe this might be one of the projects that you want to focus on this spring. So first of all, I head to kids' closets and my closet as the first place to rotate summer and winter gear. We know that things can get out of hand pretty quickly in the kids' closets. It can get really hard for the kids to put things away, for them to see what it is that they want to wear. If they have clean laundry piles, they'll shove all of their sweaters and their jeans on top of the shorts and the tank tops, and we have this mix of clothing in the drawer, and they kind of live off the surface. We want to eliminate that whole situation, that whole scene, by taking a little bit of time sometime in the next week or two to start pulling out that winter gear. Now, they may still need some of it. You might want to leave some of it in their drawers, but I think you have a pretty good sense when you look through it that they haven't really been wearing a lot of the majority of the winter clothing for the last little bit, and it's time to put those away. So I like to keep a bin at the top of the closet where we can quickly put those things in. We can grab it if it's a cold day if we need to. When I'm doing laundry, if I have more winter clothing coming through, I have an easy way to just toss a sweater or a pair of jeans up into that container at the top of the closet. So it makes it pretty accessible and convenient to rotate and to continue to rotate if needed. But what I'm really looking to do is get that summer clothing really accessible, that spring clothing really accessible, so that it's easy for the kids to get dressed, it's easy for them to choose an outfit, it's easy for them to do laundry and put it away. And so I love doing this with my younger kids. Now, as my kids have gotten older, I, of course, am coaching them to do it themselves. Sometimes I'll make that a weekend job for them to rotate their closet. What I love about this, first of all, is that it's a little less work for me. You know, I have to oversee it. I have to go in and guide a little bit. But it really is less work when they're starting to do it on their own. And I really love the idea that they are learning this habit and implementing this routine so that hopefully as they grow up and manage their own homes, this will seem really intuitive and natural to them. And they won't have that crazy buildup of clothes. It's kind of like the fridge that I was describing earlier where they're sorting through a whole bunch of things they're not really eating and can't really see what they have. So the closets are a really great place to start. The second one, I think we mentioned already a little bit, that is that front hall closet, or if you have a locker area, that communal area where you keep a lot of seasonal equipment, whether it is that swim bag, the goggles, the sunscreen, or if it is the snow clothes or the jackets. Let's make sure that whatever space we're operating out of currently has the current season stuff in it. So this is a great opportunity to, again, pack those snow clothes up, pack away the warm winter jackets, get those out of the way so that the light summer jackets are available. You've got space for the flip-flops. Maybe you want to keep swimsuits, towels, sunscreen, sunglasses, bubbles, whatever it is your kids love to use or your family loves to use in the summer. Let's keep those really accessible in that high traffic, really easy, convenient area so that they're not having to dig through those older things. It will feel so good to pack those things away. And strangely enough, when you transition to the next season, when it's fall time and you're ready to be done with those summer things, it's going to feel good to pack those summer things away and get out your nice fall sweaters and boots and jackets and get all supplied and ready to go. So it's just a great rotation, a great practice to have to transition in and out of the season. Highly recommend that spring cleaning involves the rotation of these things. And then lastly, you've got a lot of stuff happening probably out in the garage or the shed or any outdoor space that you have where you've got your lawnmower, you have your edger, you have patio furniture, flower pots, whatever it is that represents summer, it's probably been stowed away or pushed to the back. And you have snow shovels and a snow blower. I know we have sleds and skis and things that are out in place of some of our summer items. And so this is another great time to just make that rotation, get things ready for the summer, for the spring, for planting, for mowing, for yard work, for outdoor living. Just getting that prepped and ready to go is going to feel exciting and good. You're probably picturing it right now, and it's probably increasing your spring fever to think about those outdoor things we get to do. So let's just support our environment by making that transition in that space as well. All right, so of the three tips I'm giving you today, number one, make that transition, rotate the summer and the winter gear. That's really going to support you and help you move gracefully and easily as you transition into springtime. All right? Okay, let's move on to the next one. The second thing is to just pick one thing to deep clean. Now, when I have pictured spring cleaning and all the years I've been managing a home, I have this picture in my head that it means scrubbing baseboards and vacuuming the corners of my carpet and cleaning off all the light fixtures and vacuuming out the window tracks and washing the windows and dusting the blinds and on and on and on. Can I tell you how many times I've actually done that? How many times have you actually done that? I bet you're smiling because I know there's that rare individual who just lives for spring cleaning, and that's awesome. Like, high fives to you if you're that person. But likely you don't have the time, energy, or desire to really get after it at that level. And so we have this desire, but we feel intimidated and we don't end up doing a whole lot. Maybe we don't get anything done. I love the way singling it out and choosing one specific thing makes it so much easier to get something done and potentially leads to some momentum, and maybe you will actually do a few more things. But all we want to commit to at the beginning is what is one deep cleaning project that we can do. So I'd like you to just mentally step through your house. What shows up? What's on your radar? What feels like something that would make a really big difference to you if you were able to get that clean? And let's pick that one project. All right. So, and I'm going to actually challenge you as you're thinking through this. Maybe you want to send yourself a little text, you know, just commit to it, write it down, text it to yourself. I am going to clean out the windows, the window tracks, and the windows. That's going to be my project this spring. There's something about receiving that text, putting it down into words, that just makes it grow into that next level of reality where we're actually starting to take some form of action on it. Becomes a lot easier to follow through. In fact, a great follow-up step to that is to schedule a time in your calendar to actually get that done. Pick a weekend, a Saturday, maybe a weekday if you don't work in your home and you know you have a slow day or an extra day. But as you schedule that in, you'll find that it will be so much easier to follow through and actually get some of that deep cleaning done. And who knows, after you're done, you may decide to do a little dusting of the blinds too, or whatever, vacuuming off corners, whatever. But let's just get ourselves started with one project and then really celebrate the fact that we were successful and we got something done. Okay, so we're trimming down the idea of spring cleaning from something that's huge and overwhelming to something that's actionable and something that's realistic. And I really love the sound of that. I hope you do too. All right, so there's your second tip. Just pick one thing to deep clean. And your third tip is fun. I think you're going to like it. What I'd like to suggest you do for spring cleaning, and maybe this is the only thing you do, but it will feel so good, is to just touch up your decor somewhere. Now, I've been pretty vocal or open about how I'm not much of a decorator. I get a little overwhelmed, and you know, my house is not the postcard for just the most beautifully decorated home in the world. But I do notice that when I touch up one little thing, it just brightens my home and brings this new energy to me. And I enjoy it every time I walk past it and see it. And I think springtime is a great time to give your home that little bit of a lift. So it could be a couple of throw pillows. It could be a new little rug. Could be a new flower pot or just even some fresh flowers or a new accessory on a shelf. You know your home. You know where you could touch something up. So what if you just jump on Amazon, you know, and just do a little shopping for a minute. Look for that new wreath for the front door, a new rug on your front porch, whatever it is that's going to give you that little bit of a lift. But I just think with the springtime and the energy and the desire we have to just kind of make our homes feel better, something like that can be really easy. And if you don't have a lot of time and a lot of energy and you just can't get into a project, let's call this spring cleaning and let's feel really good about it, because really the point of spring cleaning is to get your home ready for a new season and for the spring. And there is just something about brightening up your space and making it more beautiful that feels so good. So I told you you'd like that one. That's a really great one. Okay, nice and simple. I told you, three simple tips for spring cleaning. I hope it feels more broken down and realistic for you. And so now, just to wrap up, you know, we love this so what moment that we have at the end of the podcast. So this is all great, but what am I supposed to do about it? I would like you to think about, if you were explaining to someone what you just learned from the podcast, what is the first thing that would come to mind, the first suggestion that you would recall when I talked about spring cleaning? Okay, maybe you just want to give yourself a second to think of it. Whatever that is your action. That is your so what. So I'd love to see you take action on it right now. We kind of alluded already to some action that you can take, but even if it's what you're going to deep clean or that you're going to order something new for your home, send yourself a text and let yourself see that text a little later as a reminder and kind of an emphasis on some action you're going to take. Or send a text to a friend or a sister or your mom and let her know what you're going to do. That's always fun to get a little bit of accountability. Schedule it on your calendar, hop on Amazon, whatever you need to do, but let's see you take action on that one thing that just came to mind. Okay? All right. As always, I love hanging out with you. I love helping you organize your life. It's so important that we're organizing our space. We're also learning how to manage our time and to master our mindset, because those three things together help us live an organized life. So great to spend time together. Even better to have something to show for it. So I hope you'll follow up on your so what, and I hope you'll join me next time. Talk to you soon.